In the cinemas by the beach, the delegates watch the films roll in and then roll back out again. The past 10 days have provided us with comedies and tragedies, thrillers and romances, triumphs and disasters. But now the sun is sinking and the can is almost closed. And all that remains is a whole load of prizes. Last day at Cannes, and we have two late-breaking contenders for the Palme d'Or. Andrei Zvaginsev rustles up a roiling, boiling Russian Storm with Leviathan. Juliette Binoche and Kristen Stewart bob and bounce up in the clouds of Sils Maria. And we'll be giving our verdict on the festival as a whole. They're beached and they're blasted. It's Peter Bradshaw and Catherine Shord. Peter, Clouds of Sils Maria, the very last film to screen in this year's competition. You're smiling like a child at Christmas. You think it's going to win.
No, I don't. You know how much I don't like disagreeing with you, Zan. I know that you were very generous to this film. I thought it was a special kind of awful, really. Olivier Assayas is a clever man, and he makes very good films. But he also has a habit of bringing some terrible films to Cannes. This brought back unhappy memories of Demon Lover. Do you remember his
I do remember Demon Lover.
Over 10 years ago. This was a special kind of Euro luxury co-production nightmare about a very grand and haughty artistic person who travels from luxury hotel to luxury hotel, very much despising everybody. And this is Juliette Binoche as this actor, accompanied by her long-suffering assistant, played by Kristen Stewart. And the idea, the sort of all about Eve idea, is that she's offered a part in a play, this lesbian drama, where 20 years ago she played the young minx, and now she plays the older woman who's besotted by the younger woman. And it's an interesting idea. And there's lots of stuff where she's running the lines with the younger woman, and you're thinking, wow, is this really happening?
Yes. Is this the drama or is this their drama?
And you're thinking, yeah, I get it. We're not supposed to be sure. There are scenes where she has to play drunk, which is very embarrassing. There are scenes where she has to rant and rave on the text and then scream when she gets the lines wrong or dries up. And it's just too much. It's terrible. I have to say, Juliette Binoche, again, somebody who's very, very good, but doing lines in English brings out something awful in her, something very supercilious and self-admiring. And there were one or two interesting things in this, but this was a special kind of terrible, especially that terrible branding, the terrible luxury branding for Chanel.
Oh, yes.
Outrageous placement for Chanel, that stuff where she says, oh, you've got to do this photo shoot for Chanel. You don't have to if you don't want to. And then cut to her with the Chanel branding at the back. Outrageous. And of course, all the hotels get their brands. So it really wasn't for me. It really wasn't for me.
Catherine, I'm by no means lobbying for this film to win the Palme d'Or.
You've probably got money in it.
I haven't got any money in it at all. It's illegal.
You are a producer of the film, Roseanne.
and the face of Chanel.
That suit.
But
beautiful. It's beautiful.
I'm sort of in there, I think.
There you are. Oh, yeah.
But I kind of enjoyed it. It grew on me.
Did it? I don't think it grew on me. I sort of liked it, though. I thought it was sort of bad and then good and then bad and then good, like a strange sandwich. And I thought there was lots of interesting stuff in there. I thought the sort of textual stuff where they're reading the play was really, really boring. And I think that might be because I hate plays.
Well, as we know, they are cinema's ugly cousin.
Or sort of cinema's upstart young starlet who wants to be and isn't really very bright and, you know, but will probably win in the end, although that's telly, I suppose, actually, because cinema is TV. Anyway, whatever. But yeah, I thought there was a lot to like in it. I mean, I'm glad I didn't see it drunk, because I would have just fallen asleep.
It's the first one that you haven't this year.
Thank you. But I thought there was good stuff. Kristen Stewart is really good.
She is, she's
I
great.
I love the shots of the clouds. That's enough for a film.
But I think it's what happens if you get lots of very, very rich people from Europe to make a film about what their lives are sort of like.
Of course it is. It's absolute embedded
like
filmmaking.
That. We go from sort of a luxury hotel lobby to London to Zurich. Blah, blah. And there are some very bizarre things about how they think they pronounce the word Giles. The character from Christopher Giles, who they think is Christopher Giles.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
Outrageous. G-I-L-E-S. You know, like the Daily Express cartoonist. Again, it's what happens if you get a glimpse of what their lives are actually like. At the highest level of very rich, glamorous people in the European film industry, they think this is normality. We are reflecting a kind of heightened and very dignified reality with lots of artistic
But it's their
integrity.
Reality.
But reality
but
as it is. But bizarre. It's bizarre.
It's a kind of reality, though. I mean, it's how it is for them.
Yes, I know.
And us.
You're jealous. It's incredibly brave of you to take on the role of Helena. It's a way of dealing with time.
I don't think it's company figures that are keeping you up at night.
It's keeping me up, man.
Desire. For me, I think.
Joanne?
You leave without looking at me. As if I didn't exist.
So what?
Juliette Binoche and Kristen Stewart look down on the rest of us in the clouds of Sils Maria. Catherine, let's look now at Leviathan, and this one I'd quite like to see win.
Me too. It's absolutely my favourite by a long way. It does everything that cinema should, and it's so funny, and it's so moving, and it says something about the world. Although, of course, when you go to the press conference or interview the director, they say, no, it's not a statement about Russia.
Oh, it's not about Russia. No, it's not about at Russia. All. They've got... It's a story of corruption. They've got Vladimir Putin's picture on the wall.
Shoot up Yeltsin's portrait, isn't it? It's pretty good.
And they say there's another
Russia.
One, but we'll let him ripen on the wall for a little bit more. And then there's a speech by the priest where he says the Russian people are reawakening.
Awakening the soul, yeah. But no, it's not about Russia. It's just a story. It's like a
could be anyone, story. Any country.
It could be. Well, he says it was inspired by a story in America, and that's to sort of get out with it. But it's obviously just about Russia. Anyway, regardless of all that, it's an absolutely fantastic film. It looks amazing. It's as gripping as a sort of HBO really, really good box set. Just immediately plunges you into that. I thought I'll fall asleep in this within 2 minutes. I didn't, and it's really long.
And you're right, it's kind of funny as well. It's got this great so brooding funny. Intensity, but then moments of this great mordant comedy as well.
Yeah, and real proper drinking that's really funny. You were saying about Juliette Binoche unsuccessfully playing drunk in Sils Maria. These guys are, if there's any great drunk acting, it's this. And it's not just sort of hilarious drunk acting, it's also horrifically tragic at the same time, in the same way that being drunk is. I mean, these guys, they say, I'm having a birthday party. What we're going to do, we'll get all our wives and children together, we'll drive 100 kilometres, we'll drink, and then we'll play with the guns.
And then the wife says to one guy, are you all right to drive home? And he's completely paralytic. Yeah, he goes, of course I am, I'm the traffic cop.
But that makes it sound broad, but it's just so good. It's like all the best bits of Bergman, well, not all the best, but, you know, this high praise. But it's so good. Love that film.
Peter, five stars from you.
Yeah, definitely. I absolutely agree with Catherine. It's good. It's absolutely terrific. It's funny when it needs to be. It's sort of genuinely funny. It's not going for huge laughs, but it's terrifically well acted. Particularly this guy, Roman Madyanov, who plays the mayor, a hilarious kind of gangster mayor, kind of brooding in his office, and then in the back of his kind of ridiculous kind of luxury kind of sports utility vehicle, pulling off to kind of have a drunken face-off with Kolya, who's in his Dasher. It's fantastically awful. It kind of ramps up the pace when it needs to and brings it back down when it needs to. It looks fantastic.
And it's confident enough not to show several kind of key scenes that we're just kind of inferred
about. Something is happening behind Collier's back. It's absolutely brilliant. And it allows you to think, first of all, that this is a kind of fantastic kind of on the waterfront Ilya Kazan thing of municipal graft and corruption and the little guy taking on City Hall, and partly that is what it's about. But then it, without showing the join, it kind of ups your game and thinking, no, it's not about that. It's about a much grander, deeper spiritual conflict than that. It's, you know, you can't fight City Hall and you can't fight God and you can't fight the terrible fallenness of this awful world that we live in. And there's a terrible nihilism and pessimism at its heart, but also an incredible energy.
And what do you need, power? That's everything. Забирай поместься в катафалк твой. Что еще?
Вот и все насекомые никак не хотите по-хорошему, да? Вот поэтому тонете в говне.
Андрей Звягинцев's Leviathan bringing the festival to a rousing finish. Has it been a good vintage overall, do you think, Peter?
It has been a very good festival. I sort of was thinking that it hasn't been an absolute vintage festival and it didn't deliver some of the euphoric moments of last year, and I think it maybe hasn't. But there's, you know, three or four or five really excellent films. I mean, really very, very good. Absolutely top rank films. And a couple of others kind of really good ones as well. I mean, I would say just underneath the five-star level, I would put Xavier Dolan's Mommy, terrific movie in my view, And also, and I keep going on about this, not everybody agrees with me, Damien Sifron's Wild Tales, these black comic kind of Roald Dahl tales from the unexpected, from the dark heart of alienated Argentina. Really funny and clever. Very, very good indeed. So, yeah, it has been a really good can for me. I've really enjoyed it.
Catherine, how's it been for you? At the risk of sounding like a spoilt child, the standard is maybe a notch down on last year.
I think it is. And it doesn't have the, it still doesn't have the kind of euphoric buzz, as you say, of last year. We had all these keynote things. And I didn't even see things like Nebraska last year, which was, you know, my favourite film of last year. So that must have been a bloody good festival. Whereas this... Yeah, I mean, Leviathan, that was a wonderful moment to see that. I think these screenings that one sees, there's either the 8:30 in the morning press screening or there's the sort of 7 p.m. screening at night. I think those 7 p.m. screenings are really kind of the ones to go for. They're the ones that, for me, really hit it. You can cope with Dardenne Brothers at 8:30 in the morning. You could cope with Amour, in fact, at 8:30 in the morning. But something like Leviathan, something where there's kind of rock and roll in there, it's really hard to process that early. So that's why Leviathan's... was really the high point of the festival experience for me, as well as the high point of the cinematic kind of slate. What about you? Was it a good year for you?
It was an entertaining year. It was a nice year. I'm not sure it was one of the great Cannes, but I think it kind of got better as the competition went on. After a couple of days, I was thinking, there's a problem here. And actually, there wasn't at all. I mean, the problem was me, and the films then just got better and better.
It's lovely that you've...
It's always my fault. It's always me. And in terms of what's going to win, I haven't got a clue, really. My sense is that it's kind of between Leviathan and Timbuktu, but... Pete,
Timbuktu might pinch it. I mean, that's another film I should have mentioned, a lovely film, and a real kind of crowd-pleaser in a way, because there were so many audience-grabbing moments in that film. I'm remembering Sisako's earlier film, Waiting for Happiness, which was a very quietist, gentle movie, which never quite hooked into the mind. Whereas this is
a
really
heart piercer.
This is a heart piercer, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it waltzed off with them. It would be great. I mean, it's not my absolute favourite, but I think it would be fine. It would be great.
You're thinking Mr. Turner more, aren't you?
I am. I sort of thinking that's what I want. I mean, you see, you never know. The jury might be completely different. They might be a bunch of people who would just turn up and say, no, absolutely not. And I have my own modest experience with Cannes juries, that you can just dismiss really good films because a weird, sudden, nervous, skittery consensus whips up like a squall out of nowhere. And suddenly, good films have suddenly become out of contention. But I certainly hope that Mr. Turner will. But there are other things. I mean, for example, this is something that's been in the French trade press. Michel Hazanavicius's The Search, which was roundly denounced.
I think that was my most disliked film. I mean, maybe even edging out Grace of Monaco.
Yeah, well, what about The Captives?
The Captives was a terrible film.
I disliked The Search more.
Oh, God, well, okay. I mean, I certainly disliked The Search, but there's a lot of stuff in the trade saying that the response at the black tie screening, where all the jury would be present, was absolutely ecstatic.
I've got to say, I think you're both wrong about The Search. I think it's a good film, and I think it's very interesting in that it doesn't do what most Western war films do. It doesn't do this interventionist thing. The Bernice Bejeux character is absolutely not the focus of attention here. It doesn't go on about whether or not she's got a boyfriend or a kid or whatever. It doesn't even go into her story that much at all. She's quite a sort of passive, crap character at the centre of these much other, more interesting stories, and she listens to them, which is what they're saying should be done. And it's anti-interventionist, it's anti the grain. I think it's actually a really good film, and I think those performances by the native people, by the little Chechen boy and the girl that plays his sister, are absolutely fantastic. I think there's stuff wrong with it, but I would be pleased to see it win.
Barring The Search, what does get your vote?
Leviathan, for sure, obviously, by a long way. And then Dardenne's, which is great.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great, but it wasn't like, it wasn't fantastic. No. And Mr. Turner was great.
Well, that's the view from us, but enough about what people like us think. Let's hear what other people like us think.
The beginning wasn't very, very good, but finally we have found three, four big films.
I think Leviathan is really a strong statement.
Deux jours, une nuit by Dardenne Brothers.
Naomi Kawase, Steal the Water.
It's a beautiful film, and I think Jane Campion could be touched by the film.
Probably just a pip ahead. It's still winter sleep and ready for those trail on film.
Probably Timbuktu.
I think that David Cronenberg's Maps of the Stars is going to win.
I think it would be Stillwater.
We shall see. In the meantime, we have now officially reached the end of our daily Cannes videos. They were a tragedy for some and a comedy for others, but at least we had fun making them. My thanks to Peter and to Catherine. My thanks also to Henry Barnes and Tom Silverstone, the producers who did actually most of the work. Thanks too to you for watching. The tide's heading out and we're going home. Cool.
Well done, everybody.